Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The United Arab Emirates has succeeded over the past two decades in achieving many of its national development goals. The Human Development Index has improved to a large extent, placing the country in 40th place worldwide. Furthermore, the UAE has already achieved the Millennium Development Goals and gone a long way in attaining greater environmental sustainability and biodiversity conservation. Success was achieved at national and international levels. In 2013, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris announced that the UAE has been a key donor to international development and humanitarian efforts, with UAE being largest donor of official development assistance in proportion to its gross national income worldwide. The country's development assistance in 2013 amounted to $5.2 billion, which is equal to 1.25% of gross national income, the highest ratio of any country in 2013. In addition, at national level, when we consider food security, we may observe that the United Arab Emirates is among the best performing countries. It met the MDG 1 goal of halving the population of hungry people and managed to maintain the undernourishment levels below 5% since 1990-1992. Devoting 25% of the total federal government spending to education, the UAE, within a short period of time, has also ensured high literacy rates, which exceed 90% among UAE citizens. Furthermore, almost all healthcare indicators improved remarkably. Health services have attained very high standards. For example, the UAE is ranked number one worldwide in having medical facilities that hold international accreditation. 60% in the private sector and 40% in government sector. The UAE has developed a comprehensive national nutrition strategy for the year 2010-2015, including effective strategies, interventions, and recommendations. Remarkable progress is occurring in the control of undernutrition among infants and young children, as well as iodine deficiency disorder, vitamin A, and vitamin D. But anemia has been less responsive to prevention and control efforts. Obesity among all age groups remains a challenge. Over 50% of adult Emirati from both genders are obese. Childhood stunting decreased from 23.5% in 1995 to 15.5% in 2008. There has been a similar improvement with regard to underweight, a decrease from 17.8% in 1995 to 8.2% in 2008. It is also noteworthy that the UAE will be certified free of iodine deficiency disorder by 2015. However, and in spite of all these achievements, there are still many challenges that require serious efforts. Foremost and among which is non-communicable diseases burden, including cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and chronic respiratory diseases. These diseases still lead major causes of morbidity and mortality in the country. The current situation in UAE has directed attention to focusing in certain areas in prospective health strategies. This includes the establishment of a competent national nutrition surveillance system guided by the result of a national nutrition survey. Emphasis will also be placed on capacity building for relevant manpower and increasing efforts for public awareness in nutrition and healthy lifestyle, especially regarding control of commercial advertisement of fast food, soft drink, and energy drinks. Furthermore, as the UAE managed to translate its economic growth into improvement of the quality of life for its citizens, including a broad food security, a key challenge remains to manage energy, water, and food security, to ensure both high living standards and sustainable growth. UAE appreciates the importance of food and water as element of national security and is currently dedicating the necessary resources to maintain food and water security in a sustainable way. It is anticipated that the United Arab Emirates, by adopting such plans, would be able to control nutrition-related health challenges in future. Thank you.